All right, we have some updates on the Elon Musk situation. The rhetoric he is using is becoming increasingly unhinged, and we need to bring some attention to this. It's gotten so bad that over the past 24 hours, leaders in Europe are having to condemn him because he is trying to incite violence in the streets of Europe. He called in to a far-right rally yesterday that was going on in the streets of London with over 100,000 people, and he told them that whether they like it or not, violence is coming to them. They can't choose it. They either have to, quote, fight back or die. Upon saying that, the crowd began to roar and people are incited. In response to this, Liberal Democrat leader Ed Davey said, Elon Musk openly called for violence on our streets yesterday. I hope politicians from all parties come together to condemn his deeply dangerous and irresponsible rhetoric. Britain must stand united against this clear attempt to undermine our democracy. And he's referring to this clip of Elon Musk calling into a far-right rally with Tommy Robinson. Take a look.
Violence is going to come to you. You will have no choice. You're in a fundamental situation here, whether you choose violence or not, violence is coming to you. You either fight back or you die. You either fight back or you die. And that's the truth.
Today, Elon, I think the British public are telling the world that they're ready to fight back.
Good. Yes.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Elon Musk is so cringy.
Come on, Great Britain!
Oh my, look at how he yelled at the end there. Look at this.
Come on, Great Britain!
That dude ain't fighting back. He's sitting there from the comfort of his own workplace saying that the people on the streets have to fight back or die. Now, on top of this, Elon Musk is now responding to the Charlie Kirk shooting. End Wokeness posted just a straight lie, quote, multiple trans people in the area posted on September 9th that something big will be happening to Charlie Kirk. This is just a lie. And then Elon Musk quote tweets it and says, terrorist cell. This is the weakest stretch I've ever seen. So they first thought the Charlie Kirk shooter was going to be transgender. Then they thought he was going to be a minority of some sort. Then when they realized he's a straight white male, they were kind of quiet for a day and they were saying, let's just pray for him. And then now they're saying because he lived with somebody who is maybe going to be transgender, that is a problem. Right away, Mehdi Hasan says, the richest man in the world, the owner of one of the most influential social media platforms on earth, the possessor of all sorts of U.S. national security clearances, just sits on here tweeting incendiary nonsense and amplifying far-right conspiracy accounts. Very well said. And here's an interesting photo. When Elon Musk first took over X roughly 3 years back, he said right away, the goal is a trusted digital town square where a wide range of views are tolerated. For example, any incitement to violence will result in account suspension. Now he's tweeting over the past few days, quote, the left is the party of violence and hate. The left is the party of murder. Either we fight back or they kill us. Elon Musk is relentlessly inciting violence across not only the United States, but now in Europe. He's trying to leverage every bit of power, attention, wealth, an algorithm that he has at his disposal to elect far-right leaders across Europe, and it is terrifying. To break this down further, I'm going to bring in Mockler Media's lead policy advisor, Micah Irfan. Micah, when you see Elon Musk sending out a barrage of tweets saying, the left is the party of violence and hate, then he says, the left is the party of murder, then 5 minutes later he says, we have to fight back or they will kill us. How do you read the richest man, one of the richest men in the world, trying to incite this violence across the globe?
Yeah, you look at Elon's rhetoric, and one of the consistent elements that you see on his commentary on pretty much every single country and every single Western democracy that he has opinions on, he wants the right and the left to fight. He wants us to kill each other. And the question you have to ask is, why does the wealthiest man in the world want so much violence, want so much division within our countries? And to me, it seems like the answer is very clear. When the right and left are busy duking it out, whenever neighbors are attacking each other and subject to intense confrontations, they're not looking up at the oligarchic class, of which Elon Musk is a central figure, which is currently building a techno-feudalist state right brick by brick with this administration. They don't want us to be skeptical of their wealth, their power, and the ways that they're using technology to further control our population. To me, that makes the most sense. I don't see any other reason why he would be so incendiary on a 24/7 basis, even when there's seemingly no justification.
I think it is to divide people, not only in America, but across the globe. I also kind of think Elon Musk has gotten caught up in his own hype. Like he's sucked down his own algorithm so far that he might believe some of this, but some of it is absolutely to divert attention away. Like, remember when the Epstein files were blowing up in Trump's face and Trump tried to pivot it back to the most divisive framing possible? Rather than engage with the Epstein issue, he would say, but Obama did this, the radical leftists did this. Why can't we talk about transgender people and the most divisive issues? We can't actually unite on one thing. Now, it gets even a little bit more worrisome when we see Elon Musk trying to push this authoritarian agenda in places like London. Like, he successfully helped Trump get elected. What do you think his end goal is with Europe? Why does he want such a far-right shift across Europe and the globe?
Yeah, I mean, he wants far-right dominion over every country. It's not just the UK. It's not just the United States. It's also Alternative for Deutschland in Germany, which is the closest thing they have to a fascist party in the country. Some would say is a fascist party in the country, which is especially worrisome in a country like Germany, which we know has a storied past with that ideology. And to me, I think I agree. I think it's a mixture in terms of his motives. On the one hand, I think he's genuinely a far right person at this point. He's been radicalized by his own website. Just a few years ago, he was pretending to be a centrist, a moderate, to see the different elements of both sides. Now it seems like he's appealing to the most aggressive and far-right Twitter accounts. He wants them to retweet him, right? He wants them to like his tweets and to give him positive affirmation. But it also seems like something that he's been able to do is make all of these far-right parties very pro what is in his business interests. And so you kind of have this marriage of far-right nationalist ideology with also the advancement of Elon Musk's specific economic interests. I mean, you remember when Teslas were being sold on the White House front lawn, right? This is a thing about fascism and far-right ideologies. They weaponize the state, not just against their own political opponents, but also to favor those that have a strong connection and loyalty to the party. I think Elon knows that, and he wants to take advantage of that so he can accumulate even more wealth and power for himself.
That is what we do here every single day on this channel. We push back. I've made countless videos about Elon Musk's Twitter feed over and over and over. He just has a barrage of lies. We have countless videos about right-wing MAGA hosts, other commentators lying, and we will relentlessly push back. That's why we have Micah as well. He brings the facts. He does the research, statistics, so we can always be on a factual basis and combat Elon Musk's lies with facts. So thank you, Micah. You can find Micah's channel. It's the first link in the description below. Make sure to go subscribe. Thank you, Micah. Thank you to you all.
Thanks.